A new game developed by Carnegie Mellon University students is helping elementary school children understand what life is like for kids on the autism spectrum. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Jacob Lazaro dives into PRISM, which uses animals as allegories.
The game is set in a lush forest teeming with animals. You're the fox, and to save your home from a flood, you must work with the other animals to build a dam across the river. Daniel Walpal, a graduate student at CMU's Entertainment Technology Center, produced PRISM. He says because foxes are nocturnal animals, parts of the game set during daylight are designed to be overwhelming. Players can soothe themselves by howling.
Somebody with autism, when they're experiencing sensory overload, might flap their arms, for example, or you know, shake their leg, or do any sort of repetitive behavior that might help calm their nerves.
Other characters include the bear and boar, who only communicate through emojis, the shy and nonverbal moose, and the fawn, who is fascinated with fireflies.
If you try to change the subject or you try to steer the fawn to what you want it to do, it doesn't respond well. And so the strategy becomes engaging with the fawn in what it wants to talk about.
PRISM is available to play for free online and comes with a discussion guide for teachers. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Jacob Lazaro.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by ANSYS, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.